Everbank from the rubber hallway inside Everbank Field, week 9 in the National Football League underway. The Jaguars will face the Bengals this Sunday at Paul Brown Stadium. You're looking inside the South locker room, where Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles is scheduled to speak with the media around noon today. We'll carry that for you live. Plenty to get to on today's show. The Jags this week. Bortles, of course, you'll hear from the quarterback how he responds after a 3-turnover day a week ago against the Miami Dolphins. Cindric Marks, Jaguars defensive tackle, will join us live on set as well. And we'll talk about those Cincinnati Bengals, a good football team that will host the Jaguars this Sunday at 1 o'clock. You can get in on the show at Jaguars, at JP Shadrick, at John Osier. And we bring in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier right now. We'll start with some breaking news this morning. Jaguars cornerback Alan Ball placed on injured reserve. He's done for the year with that biceps injury. He got a second opinion. I guess the second opinion was just about the same as the first.
Well, usually when you go for a second opinion, you're trying to figure out, do I really need to go on IR? How serious is this? He had really hoped at the end of last week. He had talked a lot about he didn't think it was season ending. He thought he'd keep playing through it. As it turned out, it's not. And, you know, it's too bad because Alan Ball is a guy who, since he got here before the 2013 season, has played consistently well and been a very good leader back there. And now, all of a sudden, with Will Blackman already being out, you've got a really thin situation in the secondary. So it's a difficult situation.
And the question moving forward will be maybe a watch of Aaron Colvin. Could he be available? He hasn't had a full practice yet, but... could this week be the week for him?
Well, it could, and if it is, you get the idea that he'll play the nickel for a while. Will Blackman's already out, so you would think if they activate Aaron Colvin, which it sounds like is a real possibility this week, you'd move him into the nickel. And it also leaves Dwayne Grotz and Demetrius McCray out there. They played very, very well against Miami last week. You would think, and they would like, if that situation continued to solidify, you've got a couple of good second-year corners there. You'd like to see them grow. I think they feel good. If they can get Aaron Colvin in there, if they can have Grotz and McCray playing at the level against Miami, they feel very good about the starters. The problem and the question becomes, you start playing on thin ice, you're one injury away from a very unproven Jeremy Harris, some practice squad, you know, all of a sudden it's much shakier there than it felt maybe 3 weeks ago.
And certainly this week against the Bengals, sounds like Green could be back in the mix this week too.
Well, it doesn't matter who plays corner, it's shaky against the Bengals when Green plays. That's not a knock on the Jaguars' corners. It's a compliment to A.J. Green and how good he is. Made a huge difference the last time these two played in 2012. Also, Mohamed Sanu on the other side. This is a team with very good wideouts. On the other hand, Pittsburgh's wideout, his name's escaping me now.
Brown.
Antonio Brown, very good. Mm-hmm. Mike Wallace, very good. I was getting Antonio Brown and Mike Wallace.
A lot of former Pittsburgh Steelers
Wallace,
there, right?
Which wouldn't have been right. But point being, they've been able to play well against some good receivers in the last couple of weeks. Toughest challenge on Sunday, but not a challenge they can't meet.
Other side of the ball, Blake Bortles, you'll hear from him coming up. 3-turnover day, 2 pick-sixes last week. Lost a fumble that led to 3 more mm-hmm. points. So first 17 Dolphins points were off of his turnovers. How does he bounce back this week?
Well, it seems like 95% of the questions in the Ozone, interceptions. 95% of the questions you get on the street talking to fans, interceptions. That's all you're going to talk about until they stop. And it's really a tough situation because you don't want to reel him in. You don't want to take away that gunslinger mentality. That's who he is. At the same time, he's the first one to tell you. His money quote on Sunday, I'm killing us. And in the short term, if you're talking about wins and losses right now, obviously the turnovers on Sunday killed you. You probably would have won that game without him. In the long term, though, you can't look at this guy and not see a lot of traits that you really like. So, unfortunately, as much as we talk about it, and we'll talk about it till they stop, this is sort of the deal with the young quarterback. And it'll be interesting to see how he approaches it going forward. Because he's not a guy so far who has shown any signs of losing confidence. I doubt he'll become that guy.
This is Jaguars.com Live presented by Everbank. We're awaiting Blake Bortles' Wednesday press conference. The Jaguars are about to come off of the practice field from a walkthrough. Then media time will be here. You know, a note we need to make about the next couple of weeks here. They're playing a good Bengals team in Cincinnati this week. They're going to London for the whole week to play a Dallas Cowboys team that lost on Monday somehow, but still a really good football team. We'll see what Romo's status is. That's a couple of weeks away. Mm-hmm. But two good football teams, really two games away from Everbank Field here. you want to get some kind of validation mm-hmm. in one of these, if not both of these two games against good football teams, get a good solid win out of these. Right?
Well, and it's interesting because people who talk about the Jaguars right now, especially the people who really follow this team, sort of fall into two camps. There's some who look at it and say, you know, for the last month they've been really good. I can see the progress. The defense has played better over the last 4 weeks than they've played in a long, long time. And certainly the last 4 weeks, if you really follow football, you get a much more solid feeling about where this franchise is going than you have since Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley got here. There's another camp that says we're tired of hearing about being close. We're tired of, you know, seeing the interceptions. It's always something that costs this team a victory. So, you know, I think both camps have a point. I think in the real long run, the structure is there for something to build. At the same time, how much better would it feel for this franchise, for the people involved with it, if after 3 or 4 weeks of good football, if you put together a win and got one against a good team in a tough situation and really said, yes, these 4 weeks we've seen are real, and now we're starting to see something to show for it. So in that respect, we talked about not grading on the curve last week. In that respect, you want to see them coming out with it. I think the next 2 weeks are very important for them to play well and back up the last four and somehow get a win out of one of those games.
Jaguars.com live. We're awaiting Blake Bortles' Wednesday press conference. Cinderic Marks is going to join us on set after you run away in the
He'll blow me out of this chair.
I think he will.
A whirlwind of energy on and off the field,
no
right?
No doubt. But he's a part of that defense, as you said, been playing well the last really 4 weeks and really leading this team. But what the next step for this group is really mm-hmm. just to take the ball away a little bit more, right?
Well,
that's the only thing left.
It is, and at the same time, turnovers often are the last step because what happens is you need situations to create turnovers. You can play very well on defense if the offense is doing things that don't allow you to turn the ball over, if they're not making chance throws, if they're not in passing situations. So some of turnovers are dependent on the offense. That's got to happen.
Let's go to the South locker room right now. Blake Bortles talking to the media on Wednesday.
All right, here we go. Do you remember I forgot to ask you about the other turnover on, start with a downer, the fumble. Is this ball security there?
Yeah, you know, just lack of ball security, a lack of focus. You know, obviously something that Gus preaches about and is, you know, a big staple in what we believe in. So, I mean, it's just something that I got to take care of and fix.
Jed said that on Monday that if you throw 8 interceptions over the last 8 games, that would be a win. Is that something he talked to you about, or is that too negative to talk about?
No, I mean, that's the first I've heard of it, but, you know, I think it's, you know, one of our big things is try and get better, you know, in any way. If you've thrown 20 interceptions, you know, try and throw 10 next time. Try and get better, no matter where the bar's at, no matter what the situation is, just trying to improve on whatever it is.
How much of the turnovers are footwork?
A couple. But I mean, I think, and, you know, I think that's a big tribute to the stuff that, you know, I've been able to do with Frank, you know, fix a lot of footwork stuff because, you know, in college, majority of the interceptions were footwork. So now it's just, more decision making, more than anything.
Is it hard to work on that during the season, Blake?
It's more difficult, yeah, but you want to obviously continue to, you know, to continue to try and improve on things. You want to continue to try and get things better. You're not going to focus as much on your fundamentals and mechanics while you're playing and doing all that. You just want to go play and make the right decisions, make the right read and throw the ball. But I mean, it's definitely something that you want to stay conscious of and continue to work on.
What did you get from Chad when he came after the second interception? I guess Jed said he had Chad go over and talk to you. What did he tell you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he just said the same thing. He said, you know, make sure your body language is good. You know, and he said it wasn't that bad. You know, he said I would have done the same thing. He said I threw the same ball you did. You know, the corner made a good play. And, you know, sometimes that happens. They get paid, too, and it's part of it. But, you know, just continue to move on. I think the way we were running the ball, the way the offensive line was playing and Denard was running, I mean, those guys were doing a great job. And, you know, so obviously I gotta eliminate some mistakes in order to keep things positive.
Does that come from Chad as opposed to maybe Jed? Does it help a little bit more?
Yeah, I think it's good. You know, obviously Chad's been in, you know, all these situations before. You know, he's throwing interceptions, he's throwing touchdowns, he's done it all. And, you know, to hear him and his take on it, and, you know, I think it's definitely something that's good to hear.
Is
back to a big brother role in a way?
You know, I think we got a really good friendship. I think he tells me, he doesn't sugarcoat anything. He tells me the truth, which is awesome. He tells me if I'm right, if I'm wrong, what he would have done. And I enjoy that. I ask him, to keep telling me those things because, I want to know.
It seems like every rookie quarterback in the NFL, I know you're big on, that mistakes are mistakes, but it seems like every rookie NFL quarterback has to go through this growing process. Do you take any solace in that? Do you look at, or is it still
frustrating? I guess it's part of it. I'll continue to try and learn from these things, or I will continue to learn from the things I do wrong, and then try and improve and do more of the right things. I think, like you said, as part of it, guys are going to struggle at some point in their career, whether it's their first year or 10th year. There's guys that are going to have some bad games. I think just being able to move on from it and, forget about it.
With Denard the last two games, can you see, how the teams are reacting to the play action differently?
Yeah, it's definitely, getting our running game going and, being able to run the ball. Denard's running really confidently, and the offensive line is doing a really good job. And it's definitely allowing, it's easier to run, play actions. It's easier to get outside of the pocket on, nakeds and stuff like that. So it definitely, affects the passing game.
You've gotten a lot of praise for being able to bounce back from interceptions and turnovers and whatnot. Does it get more difficult to do the more you do that?
I think it's definitely, it's more challenging because you don't want to do it. You don't want to throw an interception. You don't want to turn the ball over in the red zone, when you have opportunity to get points. I think that, the more you do it and the further along in the process you get, it's definitely more frustrating, but I think it's just another challenge and, another test to see how you respond to it and, how you face it.
Well, like you said on Sunday, you said, "I'm killing us right now." How tough is it to not be as tough on yourself as you are? You have to step back at all?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that, I said that, that's how I feel, that's how I still feel. Nothing changed. I didn't say that because I was mad or anything. I think it's just, the way everybody's playing. The defense is playing extremely well. The offensive line's doing well. Our running game's rolling. Our receivers are doing a good job. And it's like, okay, well, now you got to take it to the next step. And what's kind of the deciding factor? And it's been the turnovers. I think anybody can see that. And, they've all come from me. So, something's got to change there in order for us to be successful.
The Bengals are kind of struggling.
The comments of Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles. This guy's not a quarterback, but might as well be the quarterback of the defense. And Derek Marks is with us, Jaguars defensive tackle. Thanks for coming on. It's good to finally have you on. We tried to get you a few weeks ago. It's good to have you back here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
This is a good time for this Jaguars defense right now. You guys are playing good ball. It's tough when you don't have the end result of a W, but overall, that side of the ball, not a lot more you can ask from this unit, is it?
Well, there is more. We go out and we just continue to work and try to do the best that we can do. But, with our defense right now, we have to take the next step and start getting turnovers. We have to get takeaways and give our offense more opportunities.
This is a group that is second in the league in sacks, 25 sacks this year. You got three of those. But they're really kind of spread out. It's not just one guy. There's a lot of guys making an impact on the defensive front here. And not just yourself, but a guy like Ryan Davis had two last week. Clem's starting to step up some now. That's the good thing, is that it's pretty deep. It's a deep unit up front.
Oh, yeah. And looking at it, that looked like that's what we was trying to build. We have guys that, no matter who's in the game, we got guys that can rush the passer. Avery Jones, Ziggy. We got guys that can get pressure on the quarterback. And it works both ways. It's time where our back end is having great coverage, and so we're able to get to the quarterback. Or, it's a time where we get, pretty good pressure, and we're able to make the quarterback get off the spot and make throws that he's not really ready to make.
It's a good red zone unit, too, overall. The Jags defense, I think, is best in touchdown percentage for opponents in the red zone. Bend but don't break type of mentality, right?
Yeah. Give us an inch and we'll defend it. That's our motto. That's what we try to stick by. And we just continue to go out each and every day to work on that and try to make a lot of things better and just continue to strive for what we're doing and get victory.
Derek Marks is with us. This is a stretch coming up, at Cincinnati, a week in London, then a bye week, and then a road game again. You don't really like to look ahead too much. Is there some of that in the locker room, though, or is it just kind of nature to look ahead a little bit to what's coming up, or is it hard to stay week to week?
It's not real hard to stay week to week. For us, is we have to find ways to continue to get better and reach, our victory and get a win. So with us, it's that each and every week. We don't have the ability to look forward and look past games. You know, we really have to zero in on what we got going on and try to figure out how we can get better and get victory.
I talked to you last week. You know, there was, what, two starters out. Branch was out as well, big contributor on defense. And then, you know, Ball's now out. He's on the IR now. So you guys as a defense meet, I think, on a weekly basis to try to just make sure everybody's on the same page, right? Where did that begin? Who leads that? And how do you guys get the second guys going?
Oh, well, we started that last year, you know, and we actually, everybody as a defense, we just come together and we talk. You know, majority of the time we in it's a lot of joking around, everybody having fun, just building that bond as a defensive unit. And, you know, we just basically go in and go over what we have going up in the game plan, making sure everybody's on point with what we got going on, and just guys asking questions about, you know, any and every kind of concern that they have to make sure we all, you know, on the same page. And I think it's been paying off for us, and it's going to continue to get better.
Let's go social. This is a social show. I know you're a social media guy.
Right? I try to be.
I try.
I'm not real huge into the social media stuff, but you know, I try to get involved. Somebody asks me something, I try to respond, and you know, I try to answer everything that somebody shoots to me. So I don't shy away from nothing.
Well, let's get one off social media now. At D Moody Smith asking, have you been practicing your English accent for the trip? And let's hear one.
I haven't been practicing. I haven't had time. Yeah, I mean, it ain't like we winning. You know, so I've been around here, you know, trying to figure out what can we do and try to get better myself and figure out what can we do to get this thing turned around. So now I really haven't been focusing on it.
Never mind the accent, that's for sure. Let's stay on this week's game then. Cincinnati Bengals. You know, Green could be back for them offensively on the outside. They got some weapons, man. Dalton can play. It's a good football team in Cincinnati. What do they do well offensively?
Well, you know, they run the ball. I mean, their running back is real good at running the ball. He's real patient. And Andy Dalton is patient also. You know, he haven't had A.J. Green, but, you know, he's still patient with the passing game and making sure he completing throws real accurate. So, you know, for us, it's going to really be making sure that everybody's fundamentally sound, making sure everybody's accountable, and just continue to do what we've been doing over, you know, week over week over week over week, and just making sure we're getting better at that.
You know, it's something you brought up, the turnover thing. That's the one thing that can really change this defense and move it to the next level. But some of that is the situation of the game too, right? I mean, if a team's ahead by a certain amount, they may not throw the ball as much, and you might not get many chances to get interceptions.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
Well, that has something to do with it.
Yeah, it does. But you can also get, you know, strip attempts and try to get the ball out that way. Second man in, you know, get the ball out off the running back. And, you know, when we have opportunities, you know, make sure that we can get guys to turn the ball over. You know, I mean, you can get turnovers, you know, run game, passing game, interception, fumbles, you know, tip a ball or get a tip or overthrown ball or, you know, just strip the ball away. So, I mean, we really have to focus in on actually taking the ball away from the opponent and getting our offense either more opportunities or better field position.
Let's finish with this, Sin. I mean, your year this year, 3 sacks, 24 tackles, 8 for a loss. I don't know if you're a stats guy or not, but you're on pace for really your best year of your career. You feel good. You're playing well. Is this kind of what you expected now? You got the new deal. Everything's in place, right?
You know, I really don't know what I'd be expecting. You know, I really just go into it and, I come into the season just really, really to try and play my best ball. And as a player, that's what you want. Each and every year, you want it to be a better year, you know, than the previous year. But, you know, once I'm on the field, I really don't think about much, but, you know, beating the guy in front of me, I really want to beat the guy up that's in front of me, actually. And that what gets me in that mindset and allow me, you know, to play the way I play.
Well, who's the victim this week?
It's going to be a couple of them. It's going to be a couple of them, you know, but,
You don't want to call out anybody?
No, man, I ain't into that. You know, but between me, Ziggy, Avery, and Roy inside, you know, we really set out to, you know, basically punish the guys that we're going against and try to make sure we can reestablish the line of scrimmage and keep our linebackers free. You know, so that's the way we play. That's our mindset. And we go into the game really, you know, with the mindset that we're really in a fist fight with the guy that we're going against. So that's how we play. That was really get us pumped up for a game.
And it's nice to have some help around you now. You can take some, you don't have to play every single down this year, right?
Well,
you feel
yeah.
a little fresh.
Oh yeah, I feel great, you know, and I mean, Ziggy's a huge input in what we do, because he's able to come in and there's no drop off, you know, from when I'm in the game or when Ziggy's in the game. We both, you know, kind of, we got a similarity in ways of playing. And he also understands the defense the same way I do. So I think it correlates, you know, well with me and him.
Sin, good luck to you this week. We appreciate your time, man.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sin Derek Marks joining us. Jaguars.com live presented by EverBank. Download the official Jaguars app for the latest news, videos, photos, and more. And during the game, receive special offers, live news, and scoring updates. The Jaguars app available in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store right now. Final moments of Jaguars.com live presented by EverBank. Our thanks to Sin Derek Marks, Jaguars defensive tackle. John Osier was with us earlier. You heard from Blake Bortles, Jaguars quarterback, at his normal Wednesday press conference. The schedule for the rest of the day, it's a normal Wednesday for the Jaguars. The locker room is open to media right now. There'll be an actual press conference, not a coordinator today. They all spoke on Monday. So Jerry Sullivan will speak to the media. We'll have that, the wide receivers coach, the comments from him coming up a little later, archived on Jaguars.com. Inside the Jaguars, after practice today, Gus Bradley speaks to the media as well. Lots to get to this week. Jaguars on the road in Cincinnati at Paul Brown Stadium on the banks of the Ohio River Sunday at 1 o'clock, and a busy week ahead after that, too. They're off to London from Cincinnati. Our thanks to everyone involved with today's show. Thank you for watching. This is JP Shadrick, and this is Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank.